You have arrived at the sixth episode of the Reveal Your Splendor podcast, A Time to Really. Within this episode, we are going to explore how the experiences of life that we struggle with serve us, and how to know when you have reached the point of getting everything you need from the experience, so you know when the time is to release. Releasing what no longer serves is a part of our life. Yet when we release something too soon, we miss the richness that the experience presented to offer us, creating that we will then draw in another experience of the same. It's no surprise to humanity that we are going to face challenges in our life. By now, we as humans have evolved past the belief that the experiences that challenge us equal that something is going wrong in our lives. And instead, we have come into the awareness that the challenges are how we grow. In this next stage of evolution, the question then becomes, how do we use the challenge to grow to our highest potential? And how do we know when we've used the experience to this fullness, knowing that it's then time to release it? Let's begin the exploration with looking at how challenges grow us to our highest potential. At Splendor, we come from the belief that all experiences in life are presenting as an opportunity for you to move through the energy of fear so that you can discover love. And in that belief, we see that each challenge that is presenting in your life has this desire at its core. When you view the challenge in this way, it becomes easy to see what to do within the challenge for it to raise you to your highest potential. Find the fears that the challenge is stirring and move through them until you have come into a state of love. With love being so vast though, and fears being so persistent, making our way through this is easier to say than to do. What serves us first to know is that fear is never permanent, and in most cases, it only presents through the mind, meaning that what we fear isn't usually in our present moment. It is either that we fear something from our past repeating again, or we fear something undesirable coming into our future. Yet what we fear is not usually with us in the now. Knowing that fear is birthed in the mind then gives you a clue as to how to deal with it. Your mind is functioning from the accumulation of beliefs that you have created over your lifetime, with all experiences being given a meaning that are then stored within your subconscious mind. These beliefs then activate thoughts of fear. However, what would then happen if the beliefs were no longer held? Each time that a belief has been formed, the human was standing within a perception of reality to create the belief. What if the perception that you were standing in wasn't the full truth of the experience? What if the full truth was only possible through a greater understanding of reality? What this means is that each time a fear is activated, it is doing so as an opportunity for you to go back to observe the beliefs that you have created, to see if there is another perception that would serve you. Until perception has become the fullness of truth, the belief will continue to hold the energy of fear, giving it the ability to continue to stir within. Now, I know you are saying that there are some experiences that have been so horrific that there is no way you can change your perception to the point that you would never feel fear when reflecting upon it. Perhaps. And perhaps that is only possible in the limitation of our belief of existence. I come from the belief that what we are experiencing in this life is possible through the accumulation of the energy we have created through all of the lives we have experienced. In this awareness, I have shifted my perspective on some of the most traumatic experiences of my life, understanding how they were brought into existence through actions I took in other lives that I have lived. I know this perception isn't going to be everyone's, yet I'm sharing it with you to understand that with a wider view of reality, it is possible to transform all perceptions to the point of realizing, releasing the low vibration energy of fear that they have the ability to trap you within. In my willingness to live life in this perception, there is nothing I cannot trace back to where it first began, and in that, there is nothing that I cannot conceive of my responsibility for co-creating. In this level of responsibility, I gain my power back, because only when we step through into the responsibility of being creation power do we understand how powerful we truly are. And here is the point of how to know when it's time to release. I have said that each time that you are challenged by something in your life, that it is presenting as an opportunity to shift through fear so you can return to love. Now understand that the greatest state of love you can be within is to be in full connection to who you truly are. Who you are is creation power. That means that what you hold within your energetic field is what you then create. And the only way to transform what it is we are creating is to know what it is we are holding within our field. The challenge that presents to you is your way of seeing what is within your field. Then, as you use the challenge to step through into the awareness of how you are responsible for creating it, not only are you clearing the energy that created it, but you are more deeply discovering the depths of who you are. Come back now to the understanding that the fears that you hold are not present within the now. When you merge this understanding with the knowledge that you are creation power, you can then see how the very act of you holding on to the thought of fear, merging with the creation power that you are, is exactly how it comes into your reality. This is why when a fear you've been holding on to then presents in your reality, you then so often say, "See, I knew that was going to happen." It is because you knew, because you held it as being truth, that you, as creation power, brought it into your reality. Each time that we use a challenge to the point of seeing how we are responsible for creating this, we are then exploring the depths of just how powerful we truly are. As we hold the responsibility, we are open to the awareness of what it means to be creation power. Yet, when we live in the avoidance of this responsibility, we are left in our most powerless state, believing that life is something that happens to us, something we have no ability to adjust. So how do you know when it's time to release? When you have found how you were responsible for creating it. In the fullness of using challenges to this step, you will continuously expand within yourself. And that, after all, is what we are here on planet Earth to do. Until the point of discovering your responsibility for it, you are missing the reason that the challenge has presented. And since the challenge is coming from the creation power within you, until you have found the responsibility so that you can do something about it, you will only continue to create it again. This then brings us back to the first section, where the work is to find the belief. How you are responsible for creating it will come down to a belief that you held, creating a perception of what you believe reality to be. In the journey to explore that belief, you are then opening yourself up to shifting your perception of reality. In the shift of the perception of reality, you evolve, and you can continue on to the next layer of your evolution that will present next. Until you are willing to evolve your perception, you will stay within the experience of that level. When we understand that life is presenting in this way to bring us through the evolution within us, we are then making it possible to face these challenges with less resistance, opening up the possibility to move through them at a more rapid pace. Ask yourself, what prevents you from being responsible today? Can you feel how, within that question, responsibility is walking hand in hand with power? If you are responsible, you are then more power than you knew. And in truth, it is the depths of your power that scares you the most.